Yeah, I heard stories. I think my parents' generation are the ones who heard first or second-hand accounts of early 1900 pandemic that devastated the area. They call it the Kuzakhpak, the big flu.
They checked every dwelling place, sod houses, and in one sod house, everybody was dead, except there was a little boy sitting right next to his mom, dead mother, and he could just try to take milk out of her breast.
This is Esther Green. She's 82. She and I both heard a story of a boy and his mother. His mom had died, and he was still breastfeeding from his mom. Whenever he got hungry, he would go to his mom and breastfeed. So that man took that child home and raised him.
He grew up, it was no problem for those two. In his manhood, he was a successful hunter, and he helped those two aging parents. He survived.
When it first started, there were so many people dying. They would check on houses, and whenever there was no one found alive in the houses, they would collapse that sod home and bury them like that.
My grandmother used to tell me a lot of stories, including Tsangalekpak, the Great Big Sickness, maybe similar to what we went through this winter.
I've always believed those stories. I didn't hear them only from my parents and not just from my aunt. We heard them from other villages, from other elders.
They used to make it sound like very big sickness with no cure.
That's Eula David. She's 89.
You know, they believe that if they make fun of something, it will stop after how many months of this sickness. There was one old man that died in the gathering place. They call it Kazakh. One of the men said, "Well, so many people die, you know, there's so many people. What do we do with this body? Let's make fun of this body. Instead of taking him through the door, let's tie him somewhere, maybe on the neck, and pull him out from the window up there." And then they started laughing.
I didn't hear that one, but I heard a story about these two men. They were taking care of dead bodies, and they were so tired. They were getting so weak. They were probably sick themselves. And this one body, they were so tired they dropped it, and the body rolled down the hill. One of them just started laughing, and the other one joined him. They both started laughing. It wasn't funny, but that was how they reacted. They just laughed and laughed. I guess it was a ridiculous situation.
They start laugh so much, and then they said this was the last death up there, that area.
Because they made light of the situation, they laughed at the sickness, so it went away. Yeah, these things are what I heard over and over again when I was growing up, was only a person who loves, who has love in their heart, will talk to people to teach them how to survive, because when we come across something like this, we will remember the stories and we'll know how to survive. And that's why they tell the stories. For KYUK in Bethel, this is Julia Jimmy.